Hello again, Gooners. Hope you're feeling very summery. And we know what summer brings. Transfer rumours. Sometimes not much. I don't want to put a downer on things, but it's true. Sometimes you get more rumours than you get action. Arsenal lately been pretty good in that respect. So I'm thinking this will be the year. I'm just because I dropped the music from mid to low and you could tell what happened there. Well, it certainly sounded extremely quiet. So I'll drop it on a snare. Dropped it on the snare. Okay, so there you go. Basically, what am I going to talk about? Transfer rumours. Some people got issues with that. I know they've got issues with it. As I said before, they don't always come to pass, do they? But you get this feeling with the Arsenal, the way Arsenal are lately, they're going to make things happen. Declan Rice is the one primarily that I'm going to talk about. Maybe not in a lot of detail, but Rice obviously lifted, what was it West Ham lifted the other day? Some kind of European Egg Cup. I don't mean to be dismissive, but yeah, Arsenal would have loved to have won it, obviously, but they didn't. But West Ham did. West Ham have not had a great season aside from that. Neither has Rice, according to West Ham fans. I have to say I disagree. Every time I watch Declan Rice in action, I think is he faultless? He's pretty close. He is the real deal. 24 years old. The market value, according to transfermarket.com, without the E before the T on transfer market, their market value for him is 80 million euros. There's an awful lot of rumours, and there have been for some time, linking him with a move to Arsenal. Is it going to happen? I think yes. Is it going to happen for 100 million? I'm not sure. I think there's going to be a lot of negotiating. Depends how many other clubs are interested in the player. I wouldn't be at all surprised if he moves for 80 million. I think that's a good deal from Arsenal's perspective. Even if I pay 100 million, he's just about worth that. Is he as good as Grealish? It's hard to compare. Grealish cost 100 million, of course, recently winning the European Cup, or whatever it's called, European Champions League, winning that with Manchester City. Are they of the same level? It's hard to compare. They're different sort of midfielders, really. I personally prefer Declan Rice to Grealish. So if he's worth 100 million, so is Rice. Shouldn't say that because the West Ham board, not saying they will listen to this podcast. Chance of that is one in a million or a zillion. But if they did hear it, they'd probably think, yeah, let's stick to our guns. No pun intended. Let's go for 100 million for Rice. That's how much they want. If Arsenal part with that sort of money, they're going to get Rice. The other player has been linked with Arsenal a lot. It's Caicedo of Brighton. Strangely, I'm looking on the rumours about signings for Arsenal and he's not up there. He's really not up there as one of the most likely signings. And I find that really bizarre. He's really not there. He's not in the top 20, if that's how many they've put up. It's not there. And that's bizarre because Arsenal obviously got really close to signing him in the January transfer window. So maybe Brighton are going to nail down the hatches and keep hold of their best players. Like Caicedo did very well at right back against Arsenal in the league. Arsenal could do with a player like that. Another tough tackler. There's been a lot of talk about Thomas Partey leaving. I'll be disappointed. I know he had a poor end to the season, but on a good day, there's no one better than Thomas Partey, in my opinion. He didn't have so many good days come the end of the season, but nevertheless, we can't just hope that he leaves based on a bit of negative PR. Whether it's true or not, well, I'm not getting into that. I don't know. But the point is, he's a brilliant player on his day, and I'll be sad to see Thomas Partey go. And I personally don't think Thomas Partey will leave, even though there's a lot of talk that he will. It's almost as if it's a definite. One player who's almost definitely going to leave is Granit Xhaka. And again, I'm not very pleased to be one of those people announcing the departure of Xhaka because £13 million, what can you get for that? If he's going for that kind of money to Germany, I understand. what can we can Arsenal get a replacement for that? Not sure. I'd say no, basically, because Xhaka's had a really good season. Probably his best season. Most people say undoubtedly his best season in an Arsenal shirt. It's taken a while for him to get there, but finally he managed it. And I've become one of his plaudits, gone from detractor to plaudit. And I'm sorry, I got it wrong. When he threw his shirt on the floor, I wanted him out. But that's all changed. So Granit Xhaka on the way out. Pablo Mari, not seen much of him lately. He's on the way out too. So the two combined apparently could bring in roughly something to the tune of £20 million. Another player possibly on the way out is Tierney. He could be on the way to Newcastle. Fees vary, £30 million. Arsenal will make a slight profit if he goes for that kind of money. Not much of a profit. He's still a young player, but he has had his fair share of injury. I did say that at the beginning when Tierney was about to sign for Arsenal. I thought, yes, he's a decent player from judging by all accounts, but he's had a horrendous injury record. So if it were me, to be honest, as good as Tierney is, I'd let him go purely because I wouldn't want to take the risk that he's gonna sustain another serious career-threatening injury. So I'd let him go, personally. I'm not happy at the idea of Reece Nelson leaving, though. Not trying to say Reece Nelson is better. Again, you can't make the comparison in different positions. But Reece Nelson, there's been talk that he's going to be leaving. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. I thought he was about to sign a new contract. I thought it had already been signed. Maybe not just yet, but I don't think we've got to wait too long for the announcement on that. Saliba, same goes for him. I think he's going to stay. Obviously, I'm changing my tune from about a year ago. I said he's definitely going to leave. Things have changed a lot in a year. So Saliba is a linchpin of the side and needs to stay. And it sounds like he's signed a four-year deal worth approximately £140,000 a week, but can't be sure of those figures. So it looks like Saliba's sticking around for a decent while, which obviously Arsenal fans will be celebrating. The same wouldn't be said about Pepe, though, who's could be coming back from his loan spell. I didn't think he did that badly abroad, but he didn't do that well either. But Nicolas Pepe, well, I shouldn't talk too much about him because I do like Nicolas Pepe, even though he's not everybody's cup of tea. His recent record, some people say it's pretty poor. 6 goals in 19 games. Bear in mind, he is a winger, and there was one season, no one seems to believe it, I don't know why, but a couple of seasons ago, his record was better than Wilfried Zaha in the Premier League when he was playing for Arsenal, and people refused to admit it. But it's if they're going to talk about statistics and knock him for this last season, scoring a goal every 3 games for a winger, to tell the truth, is really not that bad. I just don't understand why people want to knock Pepe. I think he's unpredictable. That's what I like about him. And he's extremely quick. And yes, he did cost an awful lot of money. It's true. But his record with Arsenal's, you look at it statistically, he looks poor. 16 goals in 80 games, many of which were as a substitute. And it looks like he's coming back from his loan spell with Nice. Whether a French club sign him or not is up in the air. I'd say there's a really good chance he'll get signed. Before he joined Arsenal, of course, he scored 35 goals in 4 games for Lille. But this guy's a winger, let's not forget. If you're a winger and you score a goal every 3 games, that's quite a good record, actually. And for the Ivory Coast, he's scoring something similar, a little bit less, 10 goals in 37 games for his country. So he's only 28, and he's only recently turned 28. So this guy, there's more to him. I think a couple more years of value, really. But yeah, perhaps it is best that Arsenal sell him. I'm not I'm not going to be delighted to see him go any more than I was Guendouzi. And people say to me, Guendouzi in the trouble. Yes, but he was such a good player. He got capped for France not so long after he moved from Arsenal. And yeah, it's another one. I know. I don't think Pepe's anywhere near causing the same amount of problems behind the scenes, allegedly, as Guendouzi did. But nevertheless, it's such a shame that a really quick winger like that, in my opinion. I know Wilfried Zaha's done it more in the Premier League, but he's a couple of years older. And he's available on a free, of course. Wilfried Zaha. Will Arsenal finally bite the bullet and bring him in? I say no. I don't think it's going to happen. His market value is pretty low now because, of course, you can get him on a free. Why would you spend money? But his market value is becoming lower purely because of his age. He is 30 and still quick. He's still tricky. I personally, based on what I've seen on television with his antics, I actually, him, no, I'm think not sure, but I think I've seen him when he was a younger player. I certainly have live, wasn't that impressed. And I'm not sure his attitude's as good as people seem to think it is. So I won't be that happy to see Zaha landed. There are other players at Palace I'll be far more interested in. Olisa has been mentioned numerous times by other podcasters, but I've watched Elisa live, and this guy, he's quick. And he's not only quick, he's clever. He's got a lot going for him, and he's a lot younger than Zaha. And it'd be obviously not now cheaper because Zaha's on a free, but yeah, Elisa, no-brainer for me. Other players that are being linked with Arsenal at the moment, João Cancelo of, where's he at now? I'm not even sure. He's moved to Bayern, has he? Is he going to come back? I don't think so. He's 29. I can't see Arsenal spending 60 million euros on him. Ansu Fati, a left winger, currently with Barcelona, it seems. He's only 20. Do Arsenal need a left winger? Not particularly. So 35 million, not going to happen. James Maddison, same goes for him. Not going to happen, in my opinion. 55 million euros end up being turned into pounds. For 50 million for Maddison, obviously Leicester got relegated, so he's certainly likely to move on. I don't think his next port of call is Arsenal. Mason Mount, 65 million euros apparently is the asking price. There has been talk of him joining Arsenal. I think it's premature. Gundogan, that's more interesting because he is available on a free, it seems, even though his market value is about 25 million. He's 32, but you wouldn't think so, would you, the way he plays? I don't know. I think it's mostly likely to go to Barcelona. But if he did join Arsenal, even though he is 32, he's a sort of wrong age group as far as the recruitment's concerned, I think it'd be an excellent signing. Mohamed Kudus, who's he currently playing for? I can't even see. But anyway, he's apparently been linked. He's only 22. He's not a player that that's really, really on my radar. Who is he playing for now? But anyway, apparently there's interest from Newcastle as well. Currently with Ajax. I don't tend to watch much Dutch football. Dutch players are excellent, of course, but I don't really watch it that much. We've only got so much time in a day. If we had like 48 hours in one day, perhaps I would watch, but no. Moussa Diaby, heavily linked with Arsenal. He's going to cost in the region of 50 million euros at least. He's been worth more than that, according to this website, like I said, transfermarket.com, that I'm looking at. Currently with Bayer Leverkusen, is that likely to happen? I wouldn't rule it out. He's young enough. He's not the tallest, but that shouldn't be a problem, really, should it? So, that wouldn't at all surprise me. Because, you know, Arsenal, they love to bring in players with similar names to players that have been there, been legends of the past. Ruben Neves, no, I don't think so. He's not coming in. to strengthen defensive midfield. I really can't see it at all. Even though, yeah, his age profile just about fits the bill at 26 years of age. Could he come from Wolves to a job? Possibly. Has he been linked with Arsenal a lot? Yes, quite a bit. But personally, I don't see that one happening. Zubimendi, a number three, but who plays mostly defensive midfield and currently playing for Real Sociedad. Is he going to come and join Arsenal? My guess is no, but I can't be sure about that. He would be one that's a little bit off the radar, but again, he's been talked about recently. Simakan, I've heard talk about him joining Marseille-born, and his current club is Leipzig. So there's been talk that this centre-back could, in fact, join Arsenal. Again, I'll be a little bit surprised, but maybe that one would surprise me less. Sacha Boye, a right-back. There's increasing talk that he could join. He's currently with Galatasaray of Turkey, 22 years of age. He's got the right age profile, but aside from that, what else? Hard to say. Mendy, a left back. I think the right back position needs strengthening possibly more than. But it depends on Tierney. If Tierney leaves, then obviously a new left back will be important. This guy's 28, Ferlan Mendy, and he's currently with Real Madrid. So, I'm not tending to think that one's going to happen anytime soon. Ansu Fati, I feel like I mentioned him already, but he's a number 10. In terms of the number he wears on his back, but he can play left wing. Again, I don't see that that's likely. Really? Is he going to leave Barcelona? He's only 20, so they could possibly let him go on a loan deal. That could work. Xavi Simons, also 20 years of age even. And he... that's an interesting one. His agent is Darren Dean. He's obviously got links with Arsenal. Currently with PSV Eindhoven. So that of all of them that I've been discussing, that would be the one that would least surprise me. Scored a lot of goals from his position. I'm starting to think that's a possibility. Raheem Sterling, don't make me laugh. He's still only 28. He seems like he's been around forever. Chelsea have got problems, it's true. And then last one, just to make you laugh before you leave, Alexis Sanchez. What's the chances of him signing? I'd say one in a million, if that. I just cannot see him joining from Marseille, even though, yes, Arsenal have an excellent relationship with Marseille. He's not going to join. That's not possible. He's 34 years of age. Yes, in his time, he was pretty legendary, but no, I don't think that's going to happen at all. But anyway, that's my take on the latest transfer gossip. I will end it now, I think, and say to you, adios, amigos.